Just lift your hands and worship Him. It's overwhelming. The testimonies, the miracles, the signs, the wonders that only He could do. Father, we give You the praise. We give You the honor. How did we deserve such favors, such mercies? Thank You, Master. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Lord. We bring You thanks for all You have done. For all You have done, every faithful one, thank You, Lord. We bring You thanks for all You have done. We bring You thanks, O Lord. Thank You, Lord. We bring You thanks, O Lord, for all You have done.
We honor You. We adore You. We magnify You. Shatoto balala.
In moments like these, I sing a love song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing out, I love You. Singing on alone, You Lord. Singing on alone, You Lord. Singing on.
Singing on, alone, You Lord. singing on of your Lord, singing on of you, Lord,
Father, thank you for this moment. We love you, we honor you, and we adore you. Father, we ask that not person will leave here the same way they have come. We are here to thank you, to appreciate you, and to worship you. Be glorified, be honored. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands high. Just worship Jesus. Lift your hands high. Just whisper that name, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Touch somebody's life today. Let not one person live here the same way. We worship you. We honor you. Jesus. Whatever you came here with as a burden, as a concern, I declare it is broken now. It's broken. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Welcome everyone to this awesome divine presence filled service. Awesome testimonies. Awesome impactful ministrations. Deep climate of His presence as afforded to us by the wonderful songs God has given to us. And we remain eternally grateful. It's not of Him that willeth or runneth, but of God who shows mercy. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name. This morning, we are going forward in the destiny destroying character series, and this is part 5, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4. ICT, you can help us in the. Our objective is to understand character traits that destroy destiny. We started the other Wednesday, or rather last Sunday, with the issue, a major destroyer of character, pride, what destroyed Satan. On Wednesday, we went into a very, very serious one that affects our nation very seriously. Lie. I've received several messages from people who say, what do I do? All the way from primary school to postgraduate, no result is correct. That's the kind of world we live in right now. And these things must be taught. For the sake of our welfare on earth, and for the sake of our eternity after this world. There are so many people God wants to help. He wants to bless, but his hands are tied. So the foundation is destroyed. Psalm 11 verse 3. What can the righteous do when the foundation is destroyed? When what you are standing on is not correct, what can you do? So our objective remains the same, understanding character traits that destroy destiny. It has been confirmed by the authority of Scripture that character is a pointer to destiny. That the strength of everyone's destiny is determined by the strength of their character. That it is not possible to have a destiny that is strong with a character that is weak. Today, we shall look at the negative character trait of theft. Which is, in summary, financial lack of integrity. When we mention a thing like this, somebody will be thinking, oh, what he's talking about, armed robbers. He's talking about somebody who went and burgled a place and stole money. No. It's far beyond that. In Exodus chapter 20 verse 15, he said, thou shall not steal. The massiveness of the corruption in our nation today and around the nations of the world is anchored on this subject of thievery. And it is one of the most destructive of character traits. Because it is part of the character of the devil. John chapter 10 verse 10. The thief. Satan is officially called the thief. He cometh to steal, to kill, to destroy. So it is practically the nature of Satan, just like pride. We have examples of people in Scripture that were destroyed by theft, stealing, financial lack of integrity, and people who were raised by it. I give you two examples, one each. One of the examples, it's one of the recurrent examples we have given so far, because most times lying and stealing go hand in hand. Now, the first example was the example of Achan, which we saw in the midweek service and saw also in the preservation service in Joshua chapter 7, Achan took what he was not meant to take in verse 24. And the Bible said, and Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Achan stole, and what he took did not only destroy his life, it destroyed his future and destroyed his seed. Achan's generation was wiped out in one day. You see, there are things people do today that implicate their children tomorrow. There are people in positions, government positions, in high places, who are embezzling millions of naira and dollar, and they don't know they are literally killing the future of their children. That is why you will hardly find the child of a fraudulent person become anything in life. You hardly find the child of a fraud become anything in life. You hardly find the child of an armed robber amounting to anything in life. Achan stole, destroyed his future, and destroyed his seed. What of another example of a person who refused to touch what was not his? Abraham. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 22, all the way to verse 23, Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashes, and that I will not take anything that is dying, in case you should say, I made Abraham rich. I will not take anything that is thine. Whatever is not yours that enters your hands, come to reduce what is yours. It arrives to deprive you of what is yours. If it is not legally given to you, it did not arrive to increase you. It arrives to reduce you. We saw that in Achan's life already. It arrives to reduce you. And in fact, arrives to eliminate you. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. What are we dealing with? What category of things are we dealing with when we talk about theft or thievery or stealing? Number one is financial crookedness. When a person is financially crooked, it's a thief. It's in this category. Financial crookedness. And then also second is financial deceitfulness. The person is deceitful when it comes to the area of money. He must do something. He must deceive. He must do something. Financial deceitfulness. Financial crookedness. What categories? We have many categories here, but for the sake of time, I'm going to distribute them into all the services. And the categories of financial crookedness and financial dishonesty I'm dealing with in this particular service is threefold. First, A, outright stealing. Outright. Where they call the person a thief is outrightly picks what is not his. That was what they can do. Outright stealing. Number two is false and untrue bills or charges. False bills, untrue bills, untrue charges. Where you make people to pay in excess of what is the real. I'm not talking even of profiteering now. I am talking about, what is the price of this thing? The price of this thing is 1 naira, and you say it is 2 naira. That is where somebody wants you to get something for him. After I preached on Wednesday, Someone asked me a question, she said, or he, I don't know. He said, I'm a tailor. And somebody says, help me buy so-and-so material. What is the price of so-and-so material? Buy for me, to make cloth for me. Oh, okay, it is 2,500. It is 2,500 a yard. But I told the person 3,500 a yard. So I can get 1,000 out of it. Have I lied? Yes, you lied. And yes, you stole. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, you lied, and yes, you stole. Because the person asked you to buy for him. The person didn't ask you to sell to him. Now, it is possible for you to do the materials business too if you want. You can also sell materials too if you want. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you want, you can sell the material too, and then make your profit out of the material, and you can sell it at any profit you wanted to, if it is not cutthroat and destructive, right? But if you are not the seller of the material, and he didn't contract you to give it to him, that addition is illegal. Am I communicating? It is illegal. It is illegal. See, where people, and this happens all the time, where you trust someone, help me get this thing, and he puts his own cart on top. Now, if that is your business, it's something different. If that is what you do, and it is well known that you are being engaged to do that for a profit, it's a different matter. But this is false bills, false untrue bills, and charges. Number three. Now, there are different categories of all these, but we cannot go into all that in this service. The third one here is the financial oppression of the underprivileged. The financial oppression of the underprivileged or the poor. This is the situation where you agree to pay people a particular amount that is laborers worked for you, and you agreed with them that the daily wage will be 1,000 or 2,500. And when it is time to pay them, you say, I won't pay you that amount. I'm going to pay you just 1,000 or 500. And because you are more powerful than them, and they are unable to fight you, they leave you to God. That was theft. That was stealing. That was thievery. That is financial lack of integrity. Or you just continuously leave the people to suffer endlessly. Some people that are well-placed and so-called rich people, many of them are in this category, where they deal with people any way they want, and they dare the people to say anything. Deal with their driver, their chef, their cook, their cleaners, and so on and so forth. Now, we are going to go to the implication of theft. So that we can know exactly what we do to ourselves when we walk in this room. There are other categories of these things. But what is the implication? Number one, consequences of thievery or theft. Number one, the thief must pay multiple for his theft. He must pay multiplied. He must pay for his theft. Multiple for his theft, both in time and in eternity. That is, in Exodus 22 and in verse 7, he said, if a man deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to be kept, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. That is, whatever anybody steals today, he will lose it minimum of twice in his life. He must lose it. He must pay multiple for his theft. Somebody said, the Bible says only if he is found. No. The Bible says your sin will find you out. So he's already found. Numbers 32:23. The sin itself has found him out. Right? He has found him out. It has found him out. So people pay multiple. Anything you steal today, you must lose minimum of double in your lifetime, the same thing. It is not an addition to your life. Any stolen money that some people pay for it with hospital bills. Some people pay for it with incurable diseases. Some people pay for it with disasters. But it must be paid for. That is, you took it. It was not given to you legally. You lied to get it. You cheated to get it. It must be paid for. Secondly, the thief must always move about with the cry of accusation around his life. A cry of accusation. That is, in the realm of the spirit, there is a cry around. You see, the way it is in the physical, where a person is just a thief, see, thief, thief, thief. When a person says, thief, thief, ole, ole, ole. In the same manner, there is a cry around the life of the thief in the realm of the spirit. Job chapter 30 and in verse 5. Job chapter 30 and in verse 5. The Bible said, they were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as after a thief. Stolen car, stolen shirt, stolen house. There are some people whose houses are crying against them. So this is a stolen house. Thief, 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 thief. Why? He stole government money to build the house. He stole from his office to buy the car. He cheated somebody to buy the suit. And everything around him is crying. Number 3, the thief must exist with curses. No, he cannot escape the curse. Even the friend of a thief is not spared. When I saw that in the scripture, it shook me. In Proverbs 29:24, he said, whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing and beware it not. Whoso is partner with a thief, he doesn't like. You are close to a fraudulent man, a crooked man, the curse on his life rubs on your life. And in Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1 to 4, we don't have the time to read that now. He talks about a flying roll, and he said, this is the curse that flies. And I said, what is this? Verse 3. And he said, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth. So there is a curse that is looking for the thief. A curse that is looking for the thief. To cut them off. That's scripture. Number 4. The thief's investment is doomed for destruction. Is doomed for destruction. In Zechariah chapter 5 and in verse 4, he said, I will bring it forth, that is the curse, saith the Lord of hosts, and he shall enter into the house of the thief and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by name, and he shall remain in the midst of his house and shall consume it with the timber. That is, whatever the thief built has no future. Does this make you very unstable? If it does, it is good. And whether that thief is a pastor or a minister, or that thief is a government officer or a thief on the road, it's the same thing. A church worker, the same thing. You stole to build, you are wasting your time. You stole to put into business, you are wasting your life. That investment doesn't have a future. We look at others in the subsequent service, but 5, the thief's outcome is shame. It's there in scripture. Shame. 6, the thief is destined to suffer. Scripture. And 7, the thief's eternal destiny is hellfire, because he must join the father of all thieves there. If you understand what I'm talking about, if you see a pen on your table that is not your own, you won't touch it. Let me give you a story. One day, my wife traveled out of the country and I was at home. And I needed money to do something because typically I don't carry money. And she is with the checkbook. She is in her possession, but she doesn't sign them. I sign them. So she traveled. So I was without money completely. But I wanted to do something. So I saw money by our bedside. About 4,000 or 5,000. And I put a call to her. Now, any money around me, both of us, the two are one. So our money is literally one. And in all probability, whatever money is in her possession, I give to her. In all probability. She has monies by herself too. But I put a call to her. I said, I needed to buy, I don't know what is, something trivial. I needed to get some. I saw money by the bedside. Please, what money is that, please? That is in my own house, in my own room. I saw money by the bedside and I'm asking what money that is. See, I needed to do something, but there's not a naira around in my pocket, in my possession. You say, oh no, that was, go ahead, feel free, sir. Just use it for whatever you want. That means, it's okay. I don't know whether she remembers what money it was, but just feel free and use it. That is in my own house, in my own bedroom. If you know the implication of taking what is not yours, you will be running. Where is Achan today? Where is Gehazi? Where is Mobutu Sese Seko? Where is Idi Amin Dada of Uganda? What of the Nigerian ones? And in our nation today, you will hardly find a child of any most important one, especially the fraudulent one, hardly find one that was significant in any realm, not to talk of better than their father. Not one. Hallelujah. You will not fail. What is the treatment? What do we do? Very, very quickly. Number one, avoid covetousness and embrace contentment. What's the treatment for theft or stealing? Avoid covetousness, embrace contentment. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 and in verse 7. 1 Timothy 6 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is clear that we shall carry nothing out. We didn't bring anything here. We can't carry anything out of here. Verse 9. And having food and raiment, see, they that will be rich, or who struggle to be rich, fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. And he said in verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. There was a particular verse, I think verse 8, that says, having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. What is that? Whatever you have to steal to get, you don't need. If you have to steal it to get it, you don't need it. Don't forget it. Avoid covetousness, embrace contentment. Number two, embrace genuine upright labor to attract due rewards. Embrace genuine upright labor to attract your due rewards. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28, he said, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands the thing which is good that he may have. Embrace genuine labor. Insist on getting all you get by genuine upright labor. That is the cure to stealing, is to work with your hands. Make up your mind. If it is billions, you will get it legitimately. If it is millions, you will get them legitimately. But you are going to work. Third, avoid the trap to be like others by all means. Avoid that trap. He has built a house, I must build a house. He has sent his children to American school, I must send mine there too. Even if I have to die to send the children there. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 12. He said, they, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Don't struggle to be like others. Listen, don't struggle to be like others because you don't know their whole story. Did you hear what I just said? Don't struggle to be like others because you don't know how they got what they got. You don't know. You don't know the ritualist guy or the killer person, or you don't know the fraudulent guy or the lady sleeping with all senators and all manner of people and then having a flashy cast. You don't know the whole story. So don't struggle to be like everybody. You know, this I used to tell myself, what are other people doing that we are not doing? Because suddenly you just see people, they are just shining and flashy, and we are just following the path. I say, what's happening? Only for us to later on know the full picture. Many, many years down the line, as we decided to go slowly but surely, there is zero of any of those people now that we used to see in those days in the front. Not one. Because some borrowed to shine. So all manner. They did all manner of things. All manner. Buy car, they paying gradually. All manner. Don't struggle to be like people. Just be yourself under God. And let God promote you at his rate per time. Somebody say amen. Your promotion is coming. I said your promotion is coming. Number four, become more interested in what you give than what you get. More interested in being a blessing than making a living. Be more interested in what you give than what you get. Be more interested in being a blessing than in making a living. Be more interested. Because when it said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, let him that stole, steal no more. He said that but let him walk with his hand that he may have to give. Listen to this. The crave to give and be a blessing is a killer of the nature of criminality. That crave to give and be a blessing, both to humanity and to divinity, that crave and the action of it kills criminal tendencies. Because it's the thief and the all these killers and fraudulent, they are not trying to get to bless anybody. They are not struggling to see how they can help anybody. All they want is whatever they want to achieve with their lives. When your passion is how can I be a blessing to humanity? How can I be a blessing to eternity? You won't cheat people to be a blessing. You won't defraud people to become a blessing. You won't deny people their rights on one side and be a blessing to people on the other side. No. Those are two natures that can work together. You can't struggle to be a blessing and be a thief at the same time. So crave. Number five, be eternal and earthly consequences conscious. Eternal and earthly consequences conscious. Be conscious of both eternal and earthly consequence of our life's action. That is, Romans chapter 14 verse 12. You say, every one of us shall give an account of ourselves, of himself to God. Be conscious that the things we do, they have implication on the earth and they have implication in eternity. Consciousness of consequence imparts caution to action. Let me tell you a story that nobody told me, that I'm aware of, that I witnessed many years ago. I'm going to use an arbitrary example. Granite seller came to sell granite. And this person buys granite. How much is this plate of granite? Is this? It's how much? How much? How much? All right. In heaps. It's okay. I buy 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Take money. Give me change. And the young lady said, I don't have change. Let me go and find change and come. And while she went, this person packed extra granite. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm using granite proverbially now. Just packed extra. And the young girl came and they didn't know what had been packed. And gave change and took her granite away. And this person who packed this thing entered the vehicle on the way back to where she came from. Ghastly motor accident. I'm not telling you a story that I heard. Ghastly motor accident. The thing that was packed and stolen spilled on the road. Instant death. Instant. Instant. That is theft. Quarter to death. Where was the chance to say, I am sorry? Where was the chance to say, I stole? What touched me the most was that what was taken poured on the road. Eh? Like Judas's money, he poured on the road, poured on the highway. It was non-beneficial. And almost saying like a witness. When we are at, when I remember that thing, it was almost tormenting. Be conscious of consequence here and consequence there. We said consciousness of consequence imparts caution to action. When you are consequence conscious, you are cautious in action. Consciousness of consequence imparts caution to action. Finally, continually make demands on the grace of God. If this is an area of challenge, continually make demands on the grace of God. If this is an area of challenge, because there are people have different areas of challenge. Am I communicating? Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that we can deny ungodliness and worldly laws, and we can live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. It takes grace to say no to anything. Grace. Lord, I receive grace to say no to money that is not mine. You know, there are people. Like, there's a woman now. man is not a temptation. If you like, line up every man, tall, short, fine, anything, it's not a temptation. But money. Money. The same with man. Woman wasn't his temptation. Line up 100 naked, it doesn't mean anything to him. But money, he can kill to get it. We have people they call kleptomaniacs who just pick things. They may not need it, but they have to pick it. So if it is an area of challenge, Lord, I receive grace. Why this is to be taught is so that it can be easy for God to help us in this world. And then, so that we didn't go to church in vain, stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor.
Lord, I want to be like Jesus in America. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, 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 Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, in my heart. In my heart, oh Lord, I want to be like Jesus. In my heart, in my heart, oh Lord, Lord, I want to be like Jesus.
One more time.
In my heart.
In my heart.
Oh, in my heart.
In my heart.
Lord, I want to be like Jesus. In my heart.
I want you to know that the aim of this preaching is not condemnation. It's not accusation. It's just explanation. Compassion. It's rescue and restoration. If you are guilty in any way, don't feel condemned. Just feel excited. That at least, you see, we should be happy that there are things we knew before we died. Am I communicating? That God made us to know some things before it was too late. There are those who didn't know things like this before they left this world. And what do I say to you in case you have found yourself in situations like this? The same thing Jesus told the woman, go and sin no more. Okay, let the past be past. From now forward, no more. Where there is a need to make redress, it can be made. But from now forward, no more. No more. Lord, what you don't give me, I won't touch. Because I know how stranded my life has become by attempting and saying things. You know, a woman told me some time ago, she said, what of market list for husband who does not give you, doesn't give you any money for yourself. And then they are meant to write 5,000 and you wrote 10,000 so you can keep 5,000. It's better to negotiate with the man and just let him know this is the price, but this one is needed. This one is needed for the house. What of school fees to father? Fathers are used to slash the money. When you say 5,000, he will give you 3,000. So you now make it 7,000. So when he cuts it, it now comes to it now comes to the exact amount. No, we live in a world that is full of temptations. But I know that if we do the right thing, God will never allow us to be stranded. If we do the right thing, God will never allow us to be stranded. Father, I receive the grace to do the right thing. I receive the grace to do the right thing. I receive the grace to do the right thing. I receive that grace to do the right thing. Go ahead and speak to God. I receive the grace to do the right thing. I receive the grace. I receive your help. I receive the grace. I receive your help. I receive the grace to do the right thing. I receive the grace. 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 I receive that grace. Meshakoko bagadagalaga yada hashatalala. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high, everybody. Anyone who says, Pastor, I need to give my life to God. Not necessarily that you are guilty of this. But for anything at all, I want my sins forgiven. I want to be genuinely saved. I want to make it to heaven at the end of my life. And I want it to be easy for God to help me in this world. I don't want anything to stand between me and God. I want to be genuinely saved. Quickly pick your Bibles and Bibles and rush to the front here and let us. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. One. Quickly rush to the front here. Two. Alright, the rest of us, you can take your seat if you want.
Every moment on the way. Have your way, Lord. Oh, Lord. I give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you.
I live for you alone.
Every moment I'm keep coming.
I'm your way, Lord.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I live for you. I give you my soul.
I live for you.
I live for you. Every
moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm
away. Oh, have your will.
Everybody see.
Everyone who is up there still, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. You have come out like this before, but you know you need to come again. Or you are tied down by a smoking lifestyle, immoral lifestyle, a drunkenness lifestyle, something that is like a chain on your life. You want that chain broken. Quickly step forward. And let us receive you. Yes, I am struggling with a lifestyle. I want that lifestyle broken. Rush to the front here. I'll give you another count of 5-1.
Goodbye world.
Stay no longer with you.
Goodbye
pleasure of sin. Stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind.
Goodbye,
goodbye, goodbye, world.
Goodbye, 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 world.
They no longer with you. They just have said, they no longer with you. Made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I have made up my mind to go God's way. Place your right hand on your chest and lift up your other hand and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I receive your help to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me and helping me. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. The grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hands.